This is Ozarks at Large. A half dozen white nationalist billboards have been erected in Harrison in Boone County since 2013. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, in recent weeks, more than 8,800 supporters have signed a Change.org petition to have the last standing panel advertising a Ku Klux Klan white pride internet broadcast be removed.
After Harrison's long-established African-American neighborhood was destroyed by a white mob in the early 20th century, blacks have avoided visiting or even driving through Harrison. That is, until the Harrison Community Task Force on Race Relations, formed in 2003 by local church leaders and the town mayor, worked to repair the city's racist legacy. Elizabeth Darden's ancestors settled in Ponca, south of Harrison, in the early 1800s. She joined the task force in 2008.
I'm an educator, a mother of three biracial children in this community.
And Darden, 2 weeks ago, initiated a Change.org petition titled, Take Down This Billboard.
Yes. We are upset about the billboard because it gives the connotation that this is what this community is all about. It's a false representation of the majority here. Racism, white supremacy, it's unacceptable to me and most of us here.
The billboard advertises White Pride Internet Radio, where local Knights Party Ku Klux Klan leader Tom Robb, who resides in rural Boone County, and colleagues proselytize that the white race is in danger of going extinct due to race mixing.
White pride is a term with a very ugly meaning, especially from the viewpoint of those who have been oppressed. Because I know for a long time, people in this community do not approve of that. You know, there's a minority that speaks very loud. We don't want to be silent anymore. We want to speak up and use our voice. And I feel like we've provided a platform now for people to do so.
Darden says she aims to collect 50,000 signatures.
We just hope that the overwhelming voice of our community will be heard by the owners of this sign and be persuaded that this message is hurtful to our community, morally, culturally, and economically.
A half dozen racist billboards have been erected around Harrison since 2013, advertising things like diversity is white genocide and anti-racist is a code word for anti-white. But due to pressure applied by the task force and concerned community members, all but one hate billboard remains. Darden's Change.org petition specifically targets Claude West, owner of Pro Signs Incorporated, doing business as Harrison Sign Company, and his silent partner, developer David Fry, CFO of Roche Coleman Homes, lives in Fayetteville. West, who claims he lives in Harrison, defends the billboard and others he's erected in town since 2017, refusing to infringe on his client's free speech.
You may not like what I say, I may not like what you say, but I'm going to respect the First Amendment.
West claims he's been harassed and physically threatened because of the billboards.
Now, I've even had someone come in my office, lean over my desk, and then they call every one of my customers, and that I'm a racist.
Sir, are you a white supremacist?
Why would you even think that?
Because you're advertising white supremacy.
I've advertised all both sides of the political on my billboards also. Does that make me a Democrat or Republican? And I'm also a minority. So, you know, if you want to go by words and what's right and everything, go by that. They're going after a minority business.
Minority business? What do you mean, sir?
I'm Hispanic. Is that not minority?
West says he's met with city leaders and task force members most recently in July, but claims no one has issued a formal letter asking him to take down the billboard. In an email response for this report, Task Force Chair Lane Ragsdale writes that if the city, county, or chamber were to issue such a letter, West would immediately file suit alleging suppression of his First Amendment rights. But Ragsdale says a petition, which is accumulating thousands of signatures each week, constitutes a formal written request for removal. Until recently, West owned a triangle of land where the billboard stands. We asked him who he sold the parcel to and if that individual might remove the billboard.
That is none of your business or anyone's.
According to land records, local attorney Jason Robb, son of local Ku Klux Klan leader Tom Robb, paid $25,000 for the parcel. Jason Robb appears on his father's White Pride internet broadcasts. He also advertises his practice adjacent to the White Pride billboard as attorney of record for the KKK, says Kelsey Bardwell, who located the land transaction. She and Kathy Golden are attorneys with Harrison law firm Sprosh, Golden, and Bardwell. They've represented the Harrison Task Force on Race Relations for 5 years, and on behalf of the nonprofit, issued a letter to Claude West to take the billboard down.
Claude West responded to the task force letter that he is entitled to make a living.
Nothing happened until a controversial white vlogger, Rob Bliss from L.A., stood in Harrison for several days in July posing as a Black Lives Matter protester. He held a Black Lives Matter sign to elicit and record hateful comments. He cut all positive comments and compressed it into a 2-minute video.
Harrison, Arkansas is the most racist town in the United States.
And we'll pride your race, brother!
Hey, all lives matter, not just black.
Apparently, black people's lives matter more than us.
That sensational video has gone viral, attracting millions of clicks and cash for Bliss, casting Harrison as the most hateful town in America. This is Kelsey Bardwell.
Because of the recent video that went viral from our town, we believe that the billboard is used to recruit people who are sympathetic to their cause through the internet. And so we want to get it down. We want businesses to be able to come to Harrison without fear for any employees that they want to move here. And we're sick of taking the blame for the billboard when it's owned by people who don't live here.
Referring to Claude West, partner David Fry, and longtime racist billboard advertiser, KKK leader Tom Robb. Kelsey Bardwell says they've tried to reason with West over the years.
We're just kind of done with that. And so as far as our involvement, we advise the task force when they have ideas. And their approach is always to be peaceful, to be polite. We've approached Mr. Fry and Mr. West cordially, politely in the past, and it's not worked. And so the task force is ready to get the public's input as well. And that's why they started the petition.
Bardwell and Golden rarely speak to media about the controversial billboards, which have plagued the community for 7 years, although they've assisted the task force in convincing various property owners about restricting unwelcoming billboards in recent lease agreements with any sign company.
Kathy Golden, and I'm proud to say that since then there have been no more billboards go up. This one that is up now, we're struggling with now because of the fact that it's owned by this particular group, is our last struggle, we think. There have been no more.
Task Force member and Change.org petition author Elizabeth Darden says she's taking a last stand.
Right now, this is the last standing hateful billboard in this community, and we're just doing what we can to attempt to get that removed.
Conversely, the Community Task Force on Race Relations pays for the placement of neighborly welcoming billboards around Harrison to combat hate and undo the town's racist reputation. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.